Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight, I am very happy to say, is the long-awaited DOA 25-year anniversary celebration. And you're hearing them in the background from the Let's Wreck the Party album, vinyl copy. And going to be working with some equipment that doesn't work. Like, one of the CD players is out, so what that means is you don't get that cool, like, one song just goes into the other kind of thing, but that's okay, we'll work with that. And play mostly DOA songs, some from their label mates and ancient friends and all that. And also something from the tribute CD of electronic and kind of techno versions to some of their songs that just came out. All of this is from their label, Sudden Death Records, at suddendeath.com. And this particular track is not on the tribute release, but it's another band covering a DOA song. This is an ancient release, not that ancient, maybe 10 years ago, by a band called No Means No. And they wanted to pay tribute to two of the first wave of Vancouver punk's finest, the Subhumans, not to be confused with the British Subhumans. Vancouver punk. One side is a cover of their song called O Canada, and maybe if there's time at the end, we can play that. And the other side of this single is the DOA song called New Age by DOA, originally by DOA, and we'll start off with that. Here's No Means No doing DOA's early first album time period song called New Age. Here it comes.
Here's No Means No doing DOA's. New Age, I don't believe in you. You give me nothing that I can use. New Age, I don't believe in you. But everybody's wondering what to do. Now what do you want me to say? Now what do you want me to do? New Age, I'm ready to see you. Come on,
The last track was called No God, No War from DOA, The Lost Tapes. Gonna play something from Joe Keithley's first solo release, and this is very recent, called Beat Trash. This is a worker song called Dump the Bosses Off Your Back.
Are you cold, forlorn, and hungry? Are there lots of things you lack? If your life's made up of misery, then dump the bosses off your back. Are your clothes all torn and tattered? Are you living in a shack? Would you have your troubles scattered? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are you almost put asunder? Loaded like a donkey's back? Why don't you buck like thunder and dump the bosses off your back? All the agonies you suffer, you could end with one good whack. Stand up, brothers and sisters, and dump the bosses off your back.
Stand up, brothers and sisters. World Trade Organization. We're here to help. Help ourselves.
Okay, let's go to the brand new release from SuddenDeath.com called War and Peace, which is a great collection of material from the very first Disco Sucks EP and through the first album, Something Better Change, and the second album, Hardcore 81, from which we're going to play right now.
And through the first album, Something Better Change.
And this song album, is in fact entitled DOA.
Play right now.
Play.
I got my clothes on the fashion show. Leaving
Okay, going to start off with classics in this first set from the very first album called Something Better Change.
Okay, good.
The first song is entitled The Enemy, and in case the lyrics don't really come through well, or if this thing is still vibrating like people are telling me that it is.
The first song is entitled The Enemy.
Some of the lyrics are, the newsmen are lying.
Or if this thing
drawing lines between black and white, making you believe it's your brother and your sister that you gotta fight. From Something Better Change, this is called The Enemy.
It's your brother and your sister that you gotta fight. From Something Better Change. We'll be right back.
come off. These time fucks don't let me out. These time fucks are done enough. Just do this. That time is a sick dream. Your robot finds me in my big dream. So hey.
Okay, gonna play from this all-electronic music release that's all DOA songs. This is brand new, and this is also on Sudden Death. And this has some great stuff on it. It's hard to even choose a track. DJ Jesus Christ does a cover of DOA's song Marijuana Motherfucker. Contra does their version of General Strike, and it's all pretty much electronic and techno, and there's 22 tracks. This specific one is by Noise Punishment, and it's their version of DOA's Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Thank you.
You heard Noise Punishment doing Dead Men Tell No Tales from an all-electronic tribute to DOA compilation entitled Let's Start the Action. Before that, DOA did the song DOA, Unknown, The Enemy, and The Prisoner. From Joe Keithley's solo release called Beat Trash, you heard a track entitled Dump the Bosses Off Your Back, an old early 1900s union and labor organizing song. Then you heard from DOA The Lost Tapes, No God, No War. And before that, started off with No Means No, doing their version of New Age. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show, when there's no technical difficulties, is repeated throughout the week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also Eastern Time, USA, as well as Sunday morning. How appropriate is that, when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack, as well as relay broadcasted at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples and groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And there is going to be a wedding in 1 or 2 months on this show, the very first, of Lady Simone, who, interestingly enough, is an ancient crush, but ever since a really, really good friend, and her new honey, who is extremely cool, and possibly another wedding, but that would be way down the road. But there is going to be a wedding in a month or two. Tonight the theme is DOA 25-year anniversary special, which is late because it was actually late last year that was the most appropriate time to celebrate, but we're late, and that's okay. We're going to acknowledge it. Joe Keithley has just sent The Reverend, which just arrived, all the new material, his book, the new CDs, and a new video, which is fantastic. And we'll cover a lot of that this evening, and there is some diversity in sound, so don't think it's all going to be ear-splitting punk, because it is not. Next week on The Reverend Is In, and I'm saving all the great stuff for this show, like the predictions, the annual New Year's predictions, the top 10 list, the true-false segment for 60s rock stars, and of course how to recognize symptoms of mad cow disease. I only gave one so far, which is believing Bush and the corporate media. Next week, the third anniversary show, and thank you people who are sending me really cool stuff, because so far all of it is incorporated on next week's third anniversary show, January 18th, the third anniversary show. And 1 week after that, we're going to cover a nationally televised act of perversion called the Super Bowl. That's right, gay erotica on American suburban living rooms all over the hemisphere, all over the continent. You will see bumping and grinding. You will see centering and quarterbacking. You will see group hugs, butt padding, pile-ups, running start embraces and spin around hugs, and all kinds of sexual behaviors, which we will celebrate and interpret on the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl on the last Sunday of January. That is a must here. And it's also some corporate media whack-off named Howard Squirm's birthday, so he'll get his annual birthday anti-tribute. There's some kind of big equipment thing at Radio Volta, where we broadcast from in West Philadelphia, that might screw up the show being on for a week or two, but if it doesn't happen that way, if things stay on schedule, then the first Sunday of February, there will be the annual In Time for His Birthday Reagan anti-tribute, and if he doesn't hold up that long, we'll have the Reagan anti-memorial, and correct all the myths and bullshit that saturate this culture that wants to deify a mega murderer and Taliban clone, and the Taliban originator, actually, an original funder of Al-Qaeda and other Afghani, at the time, referred to as freedom fighters, as well as a lot of other civilian massacring terrorists like the Contras, etc. We'll cover that thoroughly on the Reagan anti-tribute, and of course the annual, somewhere around Valentine's Day, either just before or just after, annual show called Love Night. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. If there are problems during the repeat broadcasts, I notice that sometimes it does play at infidelguy.com if there is a technical problem. And if you are going to send me stuff for the anniversary show, please include any pranks you do against either spam senders, the Bush regime, the corporate media, or those in this area, local, severe, harassing assholes who harass women at clinics lately in large numbers and in a heightened state of intensity and danger called the Columbus Baptist Church from Columbus, New Jersey, and they're online at columbusbaptistchurch.org. Let me know all pranks. Make sure they're harmless and strictly gestural. And we'll include, if you email them by next Sunday, we'll include them in the third anniversary show. And also write if you do not get the playlist, because I'll be sending updates and I'll also be sending links to the articles that have no links that I will, if time permits, talk about tonight. Who are DOA? DOA is a band that continues to survive and thrive. And unlike a group of scab corporate assholes that are running around today calling themselves the Dead Kennedys to cash in on their early name and desecrating everything they ever stood for, DOA is not only a pioneering band in the first wave of punk, as well as being activists, and as well as being people who put their energy in dozens of manners, all of which done in a great manner. They are the first band, they are a band that stood up for its principles and continue to do so to this day. They have never lost their sense of humor, their sense of humanity, their integrity, and their great sound. They do not sound like these bands from other genres, like the rock bands that reunite and sound like hell. They have their intensity, they have their passion, and they have their great sound. And they are coming around again. They toured in 1998 after a kind of a regrouping when the Festival of Atheists CD came out, and they're going to tour right now. They formed a label called Sudden Death Records, and all recent stuff came out on it, and all old stuff was re-released on it. It's at suddendeath.com. The brand new release is called War and Peace, And that goes from 1978 to 2001. And the electronic thing that you heard, and possibly still hearing in the background, called Let's Start the Action. The Lost Tapes that had the No God, No War song. Joe Keith Lee's solo release, and a whole lot more. They started in Vancouver, Canada, where they still live. They formed at the same time another band called the Subhumans started, and the Subhumans spelled their name in the proper manner. The British band called the Subhumans used a Z at the end of their word, which is one of the few ways to set them apart, unless you really pay attention to this stuff and know the record titles. DOA and the Subhumans were the founders of Vancouver punk and the inspirers for their later generation bands like No Means No, SNFU, and a whole lot more. Can't even think of them all right now. They had to play smaller shows until the scene was built up, helped form zines, were part of the scene taken off, and came to America in California to play some shows in L.A. with Black Flag, and went to San Francisco to play some shows with the Dead Kennedys when they actually were the real Dead Kennedys, as well as their other friends, the Avengers and the Dills. They played Vancouver long enough to raise money to go to Chicago and play at the 1979 Rock Against Racism concert, festival, rally, whatever you want to call it, this outdoor gig in Chicago in the summer of 79. They opened. They were three, Randy Rampage on bass, Chuck Biscuits on drums, who ended up in Danzig's band. And of course, Joe, who for years has called himself Joey Shithead. They played Rock Against Racism and went back home, put out some records, toured, after their name was established, started what seemed like an endless tour for years. Both DOA and the Subhumans were managed by these guys who were like, I guess, baby boom generation. They were more like the 60s generation before the first wave of punks became news. Ken Lester was managing DOA, and David Spanner was managing the Subhumans. They were from an anarchist publication in Vancouver called Open Road, and I'm not sure how long they were in the picture, but Ken Lester, at least for the first couple of records, there's even a couple of songs that make fun of them, which is pretty funny. They first came to Philadelphia in 1981 after the Hardcore 81 album came out, and that had the addition of David Gregg on guitar. They played all kinds of benefits and political events as well, including the Rock Against Reagan shows and benefits for all kinds of causes. And at one point, Jerry Hanna, who was called Jerry Useless when he was in the band the Subhumans, he played bass and wrote some of the songs. He was in different political movements, and at one point was a political prisoner in a group called the Vancouver Five, and during their trial, a Jello Biafra of Dead Kennedys and DOA organized all kinds of benefits for the Vancouver Five and Jerry Useless. He eventually got out, and he did some solo stuff, one of which, if time permits, we might hear later, but we're going to hear a Subhumans track next in a minute. I want to talk about one unrelated thing before I get back to DOA later tonight, and I'm going to discuss the book also. I have no idea how much time all the stuff is going to take, because I'm notorious for planning practically 8-hour shows and then trying to get in as much stuff as possible. But before I play more music, I want to encourage people to buy I, Shithead, A Life in Punk by Joey Keithley, alias Joey Shithead, from Arsenal Pulp Press, arsenalpulp.com, and talk about some information I just got from Ms. Terry. It's no wonder the Reverend adores fellow broadcaster Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com. We were online today where she informed the Reverend that George W. Numbnuts, Cokehead Executioner, Enron Ho, Corporate Stooge, War Criminal, Civilian Massacrist, 9/11 Cover-Upper, Bush, third generation member of the Bush crime family, ex-Cokehead, and president by a coup and war criminal, is about to get a colonoscopy. Only Ms. Terry can contact you to inform you of this fact, but we proceeded to speculate on what they might find, and feel free to write to me with your own thoughts on this. We thought maybe old coke, polyps, maybe some spelling books, maybe some fragmented thoughts from old speech notes, all kinds of stuff. She said probably a cock ring from his old Skull and Bones fraternity, which would explain a lot of things if she's right. It would explain his method of speaking that is now worldwide famous, and some of his learning disability and cognitive functioning impairment, but that's all speculation. But Bush is about to have a colonoscopy, and Ms. Terry is having her own doctor fantasies about that, and I want to thank her for telling me this. And if you have thoughts on Bush's colonoscopy, then write to me before next week, and we'll also put that on the third anniversary show. All right, some articles to peruse while we go through the music on the next set of tunes from truthout.org. God, there's a ton of stuff worthwhile there right now. Truthout.org. Bush's plans to invade Iraq began days after inauguration. That pesky Bush-Hitler thing, which is interesting because it's now widely known that his grandfather, Prescott Bush, was funding sending funds like Henry Ford and a lot of other corporate leaders to the Nazis before the U.S. was at war with them, those lovable anti-communist Nazis. Give them lots of corporate money, says Prescott Bush and Henry Ford. Article, that pesky Bush-Hitler thing. And also at truthout.org, this is by, or quoting, speaking of colonoscopy, Mr. Colonoscopy Powell, no proof of Iraq Al-Qaeda link. Duh, no kidding. Okay, let's play from another of Vancouver's finest. This is from the first of two releases by the Subhumans from Vancouver. The album is called Incorrect Thoughts, has Jerry Useless on bass and Wimpy Roy on guitar and vocals, later to join DOA when they went through personnel changes. The song you can hear to this day, if you see MDC live, they pay tribute and play this song live still. It's entitled The Big Picture. Play. Lord, make this machine work.
Trying to get me for this, but this is for me. It's the best one to have. music for us, the FM for us, is all we want from you, is to tell you what to do. I don't fit the big picture. I don't fit the big picture. I won't fit the big picture.
Okay, that was two from the Subhumans. You heard Firing Squad and The Big Picture from Vancouver's The Subhumans. And I'm going to talk a little more because now the second CD player is also not working and nobody is in here. So, fortunately, I have a whole lot of records, but still, that really sucks that I can't play these CDs, including the new one called War and Peace. So, you can get War and Peace at suddendeath.com, as well as the old DOA stuff. In the background is the Subhumans. I want to encourage people to support a guy named Steve Covey, who is scheduled to be sent out of Canada on January 15th. He is a person with adrenal cancer, and he is going to be doing time in a medical, after a medical marijuana trial. He will end up doing time and probably not surviving it at all in this barbaric prison system. And unlike Rene Boget and Karen Horning and Ed Rosenthal and Dennis Perone, his case is still pending and it looks like it's not going well. So he needs a lot of support. He's at Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com. What else is going on? There's a public broadcasting special just before the anniversary of the Roe vs. Wade anniversary that's from public broadcasting PBS January 20th. It's just before the Roe anniversary that legalized abortion in 1973. January 20th, 10 p.m., A Life Matters, the story of an illegal abortionist on a show called, a series called Independent Lens. Dr. Curtis Boyd, Pentecostal and Baptist minister who left the pulpit in the 60s to become a doctor and provided thousands of illegal abortions prior to Roe versus Wade and saving untold numbers of women's lives. That ought to be interesting. It's called A Life Matters, and it's scheduled for January 20th on public broadcasting. A new book by one of the editors of the 60s papers, one of the rare worthwhile books on the 60s that had a wide public access, named Stu Albert, who has just finished an autobiography entitled Who the Hell is Stu Albert? And that's at Red Hen Press, redhen.org. There's a very interesting site that links to Radio Volta, but it says only for viewers ages zero or older, called twilightheadquarters.com. And somebody sent me an optical illusion, and this will be of interest to people who like the soundtrack to the Asshole of the Week presentations. There's a fart sounds and what have you, and people who like all the mind trippy stuff other listeners send. The optical illusion is at, there's no www, http://home.mn.rr.com/t1camp1.focus with a capital F dot SWF. You'll get a great optical illusion, and I'll send that out too in the playlist. So you can like your little mind zappy treat. Okay, these, I'm not reading any of this stuff. Okay, if you want any of this, I'll send it by email. British naked walker gets a jail sentence. Man trying to walk length of Britain to promote nudity. So they'll probably have to release some criminals to make room for the naked guy. An article entitled, Who Would God Vote For? And an article about the former wife of former TV evangelist and corporate criminal Jim Baker. This is about his wife, Tammy Faye. Tammy Faye Messner hosts drag bingo for AIDS fundraiser. That I'll send out also, if you want. There's some interesting Bush, anti-Bush ads at bushin30seconds.org. And the 30, you have to write in numerals. bushin30seconds.org. And there's some good ones. For the Bush G.I. Joe doll, that's now a permanent graphic at the Pie Man site. So it's pieman.org/bushgijoke.htm. And this link is too long. And in the playlist will be the link for another action figure, the Dishonest W lying action figure. Alright, any other goodies? No. Alright, get this record off. There is no Marlin, so nobody is attempting to fix this, these two CD players that are not working. So, gonna play a record. This is by Randy Rampage when he left DOA, and this was only after the second album, Hardcore 81. He, that's right, went solo. And as usual, they don't tell you which side is which. He did a solo record, and some of it had Chuck Biscuits on drums, and had some of the members of the Avengers and some members of the Dills on it as well. And the record began with him covering an Avengers song called Cheap Tragedies. And here it is. If the turntable will happen to work.
You're good.
All right, that was two tracks from Randy Rampage's album. You heard Don't Be Afraid and Cheap Tragedies. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the DOA 25-year anniversary. And as of this speaking, neither CD player is working. But there are more songs that are on record, so that is cool. We will play them. I want to give a plug to Dr. Susan Block, who is having really awesome shows lately. Actually, she always does. She's having a forthcoming Eros Day show, Eros Day 2004, and she's at drsusanblock.com. Radio Susie broadcasts by audio and video stream. The Reverend had the supreme pleasure of being a live guest in November 2002 in beautiful Los Angeles, shortly after her victory against the John Regas crime family, owners of Adelphia Cable Systems. They censored her after a sexually graphic and S&M special she did. Her show is on internet and cable TV in the L.A. and Hollywood area. And Eros Day is coming up, and the last show she did was called Butt Buster Concerto with Come Isha and Brittany Andrews, starting off with Dr. Susie's presentation called Sex, Lies, and Weapons of Mass Destruction. And since they did not find any weapons of mass destruction, one of their war pretext lies, Dr. Susie presented her live guests with what she called weapons of ass destruction. And I imagine that would involve some pleasure toys and different apparatuses that you can find only at her studio, and things she makes herself. What else is happening? There's no word yet, and somebody asked recently, what's happening with the T.L. and Susie Wall case. If you're a new listener or never heard about this before, T.L. and Susie Wall are from Missouri. They're a married couple, and they do seminars and workshops and various kinds of presentations. And they did one on sexual techniques. There were only adults in the room who obviously wanted to be there. They made a trip to go to this sexual techniques, I guess, workshop. And you guessed it. It was a sting operation. Some cop or group of cops decided that it was appropriate for them to continue to ignore real crime, to ignore abusers and domestic violence perpetrators and everything else that was going on, to do a sting operation against T.L. and Susie Wall, who were with a group of consenting adults, and it was a presentation, mind you. They were arrested and, I'm not kidding, charged with prostitution. And then they were losing in the courts, and that bumped up in the courts, and they were losing there. And it's not over yet, but hopefully a lot of people are continuing to support them and making some noise. And I don't know what to do about a case like this. I'm trying to visualize a large-scale civil disobedience, but then what would you do during a civil disobedience in protest to the persecution of people who are charged with perpetrating crimes of vice? I'll leave that to you to use your imaginations. They're in Missouri, and they raise money by selling videos from their video lines, which includes an erotic interpretation of Star Wars called Stop the Wars. And you could check them out or their videos at videoalt.com. And we'll encourage action if things continue to go badly for them. If you want to check out Ms. Terry before she goes in for Bush's colonoscopy, go to radioleft.com. And I'm going to invite them back on the show, Bill Baird and Joni Scott. They're the people who run the Pro-Choice League. And the anniversary of his Supreme Court birth control victory is coming up in March. The 1972 Baird versus Eisenstadt case went to the Supreme Court in March of 72, and that was the legal precedent that made the 73 Roe versus Wade decision possible. And that anniversary is coming up, and we'll invite them to come back and talk about that and celebrate with them while we still have this independent media forum. And if we don't, all hell will break loose, because this is the last outlet of free expression, and it's the only one not corporatized or monopolistic like Clear Channel, Infinity, and other aberrations. So we will fight to keep it. All right, having said that, I feel like playing a couple songs by DOA. This is but from 1984 or 85, so it's, I guess it's kind of long after they made like a couple of albums and were well established. I'll play two tracks from Don't Turn Your Back on Desperate Times, the John Peel Sessions. This is General Strike and Race Riot. Go.
Shut it down! it down right now. Cause I got something to say and it won't wait a day. So grab that drink while I put it down, put it right away. Here's a dance, a brand new beat. This the one with a helpless beat. Here's a dance, a brand new beat. This the one with a helpless beat.
Okay, you heard Dance of Death, Singing in the Rain, Race Riot, and General Strike. Race Riot goes out to the people in anti-racist action who are continuing the work of Rock Against Racism and the first wave of people who confront hate groups and tolerate none of their antics, as well as the clinic defenders of this generation and people who stand up to those who abuse others. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the 25-year anniversary special of Vancouver punk legends DOA, and we're playing less of these tunes because both CD players are out, so that's okay. We'll make do with what we got here. And there's no Marlon, so I'm doing this on my own. Okay. I don't know about reading from this book, because every page, it's like I end up wanting to read like the following three. So maybe later we'll read from I, Shithead, A Life in Punk by Joey Keith Lee of DOA from Arsenal Pulp Press. But I do want to plug a couple other books that are out. These two guys are the authors of Trust Us, We're Experts. And I believe these are the same guys who also did Toxic Sludge Is Good for You and other really good books that expose a lot of stuff that mostly comes out of the corporate media. Yeah, they're Sheldon Rampton and John Stauber, authors of Trust Us, We're Experts, Toxic Sludge Is Good for You, and Mad Cow USA. Their new book is entitled Weapons of Mass Deception, The Uses of Propaganda in Bush's War on Iraq. And it's published by Tarcher, which is under Penguin Publishers. Penguin Publishers. They publish nuns. And by Tom Burghart, or edited by Tom Burghart, Police State America, U.S. Military Civil Disturbance Planning. And this just came out. And it's online at kersplebedeb.com. Every vowel is an E. kersplebedeb.com. Brand new book, Police State America. And if you get the Antifa emails or magazine about fascist groups and Bush and war and all that stuff, it's the same guy, Tom Burghart. So I'm sure there'll be a plug in there for his book as well. There are two worthy books the Reverend just got from Seven Stories Press, and they don't use the numeral in their web address. They spell out the word seven, sevenstories.com, from the Open Media Pamphlet Series, Gene Wars, The Politics of Biotechnology. And they cover a lot of stuff, including the Frankenfoods and genetically altered stuff that is subjected to consumers everywhere. And also from sevenstories.com, The Five Biggest Lies Bush Told Us About Iraq. And this is by three people. Christopher Shear, Robert Shear, and Lakshmi Chandri. Oh, and it has a lovely picture of W in his military flight Halloween costume and goggles and sticking his thumb straight up in the air. I guess that was in anticipation of his colonoscopy or maybe something he was fantasizing doing to somebody else. I'm not sure. But yeah, he's sticking his thumb up and looking at the camera person through his goggles while wearing his Halloween military costume. Isn't that lovely? Let's see, what else do we got here? Alright, that's all for book plugs. And these Bush cards are a hit. The Reverend brought them for a lot of people. And feedback is great, so I'm going to plug them again. From Bush Cards, a carefully stacked deck, you can get all of the Bush crime family and the Bush regime on playing cards made it with pride in the USA. And some lovely pictures of dollar signs, bombs, pretzels, oil rig things, and of course W. Numbnuts himself at bushcards.com. All right, enough plugging. Let's play another song, and the Reverend will reattempt to fix one of the CD players, since we're starting the year right by saying fuck you to the Bush regime and the Pat Robertsons and Reverend Falwells of the world and the Recording Industry Association of America and John Ashcroft and the FCC and the anti-abortion buffoons and the racists and everybody else who deserves it. Let's play Jerry Useless's song. This was a benefit during the Vancouver 5 trial. It was written by Jerry Useless when he was in the Subhumans. Covered by DOA as a benefit single. And it's entitled Fuck You. Play.
Because freedom's gonna
Fuck You, DOA, from the Right to Be Wild single. This is Reverend Booper, and the show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is DOA 25-year anniversary special. The Reverend thanks the following for information, emails, assistance, or otherwise inspiration to the following for tonight's show. Kenny Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, and in addition to his great cartoon webpage, there's a couple of links he sent from his native Canada, fellow Canadian like DOA, that'll be on the playlist when that comes out. Ed Gold, Marlon the Great Engineer, Everlasting Godstopper, Tony Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, the cast of Peekaboo Review, Melissa D, Anti-Racist Action, Lady Simone and her honey, who were going to get married on the show, Mr. Z and spouse, Diane and Roger, Abby, Sister Anne Marie, Brooke, Justin, Plantard, UK, European, Australian, Brazilian, Lebanese, and Canadian bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Lisa Bouchel, Laura Shaban, Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Black, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Dia Side, Renee Bryant from All or Nothing, HC Band, On the Rag Records, ontherag.net, Paul Krasner, Pro-Choice League, All Clinic Defenders, Ms. Terry, Pie Man, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street, between South Street and Lombard, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets that broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Bookbirders Everywhere, and to Joe Keithley, and the members of DOA for 25 years of incredible music and benefits and benefit releases and just plain inspiration. And they're really cool guys as well. And thank you for continuing and thank you for touring this year. Don't forget to come to Philadelphia. And if you're here on a Sunday night, the show is yours. And I think the show dates are at the website of Sudden Death Records, which is suddendeath.com. Let's see. Still got a couple of records left. And I'm still not finding something to read in this book, I Shithead, by Joe Keithley, My Life in Punk. And it's one of the better punk autobiographies, so maybe next week. Next week is the third anniversary show, and in 2 weeks, the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, and I think the playoffs are happening tonight. And that means that while you are listening to this, there's a very good chance that some quarterback is fondling the testicles of a center and saying something like, "Don't hike the ball just yet. Let's just stay like this for a while." Well, I'll save that for the show. Anyway, we'll have the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Everybody around here is wearing green for the Philadelphia Eagles football team. Now think for a minute. If you're in the Philadelphia area, especially if you were in the Philadelphia area, do you really want a bunch of whack-offs running berserk in the streets? And this would especially be the case in Philadelphia. And doing something so odd, even the Reverend doesn't understand it, rioting because they're happy. You figure that out. And then, of course, they don't even choose appropriate targets. It's just any random civilian. Just run through the streets and go after small businesses, cars, anything you see. So, think about it. What could be worse than the closest team winning? You should be doing your little hex dances that your local team loses. But anyway, more on that on the Super Bowl show. But everybody, and one of the women's clinics around here, this is pretty hilarious. They were wearing the actual uniforms, just the tops. But it was at a women's clinic. Every patient is a woman. All of the staff are women. And they're wearing these Eagles uniform tops. And the reverend was trying to think, now what if there was a men's clinic, all male staff, and the guys had something on like The Bridges of Madison County, the sequel, next week, premieres, or, I don't know, just something that seemed to clash with the environment in which you are in. But, hey, maybe it worked. You know, maybe it didn't, you know, gross anybody out or make them laugh or what have you. All right. You'll get a little bit of Joey Shithead's book. The prelude is short, and it won't let me read too much because it's not that long. And I won't do my notorious read forever. The prelude. Page 17. It was 1978. My first punk band, The Skulls, had broken up. And I just moved back to Vancouver from Toronto. I was glad to be home. The winter and the attitude had really sucked out there. Yeah, I was back home, but I quickly broke with few prospects. It was obvious I was never going to fit into the regular world. I had dropped out of university 2 years earlier, and I would never be the civil rights lawyer I had dreamed of being. None of that stuff was going to work for me. I just didn't fit in, but the short-lived career of the Skulls had been fucking great. I knew that. It was great because punk was great. The mainstream music scene was full of pretenders, bands like Styx and Journeys, and my own personal least favorite, Prism. That was enough to make you gag. To top it off, disco was at its peak. It should have been mandatory to make free barf bags available in every corner. Punk was different. It was anti-establishment, it made fun of everything, and it was powerful, loud, and obnoxious the way rock was meant to be. Punk was political, too. But what the fuck was I going to do? It took me less than a week to figure it out. I needed to start a new band. The only things I had going for me were my trusty old Gibson SG guitar and my intuition. But punks were rebellious and believed we could change the world. I set out to prove that theory right. I didn't know I was in for 25 years of troublemaking. From I, Shithead, A Life of Punk by Joey Keith Lee, alias Joey Shithead of DOA, from Arsenal Pulp Press, arsenalpulp.com, or the label, suddendeath.com. Okay. Let's play No Means No, covering a Subhuman song, also from Vancouver, Canada. This is called, and the last syllable spelled D-U-H, like duh. Oh, Canada. Hey, Lord, you're not making this machine work. Let us have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh Canada by No Means No. They were one of the great Canadian bands that followed in the footsteps of DOA, as well as SNFU and a lot of others who are not coming to mind because it is a blur, despite all the caffeine served by the coffee goddesses that helped kickstart a day of functioning. If you have not seen them yet, you gotta see them. The animation at TooStupidToBePresident.com. They are hilarious and very much worthwhile. TooStupidToBePresident.com. And there's about 100 there now, starting with Saddam Captured, but other ones that are a classic as well. I don't know exactly when this wedding is going to happen, but Lady Simone called, and it is a go, and the dude is amenable to this idea of marrying on the show. So, either late February or sometime in March, they are going to do it, and she was a crush from several years ago, and pretty well communicated. She was in a long-term thing with her childhood honey, and when that ended, the Reverend was involved, and by then we were just good friends anyway. So we've been tight ever since. Her name is Lady Simone. There's been, I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to say, there's been a couple of assholes between the childhood sweetheart and the current guy, but the current guy is so cool. The Reverend actually co-screens each new guy and her idea. And because she's on the outs with much of her family, and I'm not making this up, I believe the Reverend is going to be asked to walk her down the aisle and give her away, which will be a trip, and that will happen if that is what is wanted. But at this point, I'm not sure what's happening with the real wedding. However, the preliminary wedding will be on this show. It will be the first, and I'm guessing early March for that. And I'm not sure how much you're going to get in terms of your voyeuristic needs, but I'll just say that we'll neither encourage nor discourage them from celebrating as much as possible. If necessary, I'll just turn the music down and get Marlon to take pictures and just like control the sound, and we'll keep the microphones on and all of that, and let them entertain you. Well, I know that Lady Simone will be uninhibited, so we'll just see how the dude is. And that will be in February or March. And there's some other live guests, too, coming up. Lacera Firefox is going to be here, but that's probably not for several months. And she's at Yahoo Groups. And her name is Sexy Mama, and she has a whole calendar there now. It's like from a mid-December posting. It's a calendar of events that pretty much goes to late in the year. And she is getting very interesting. And even though the Reverend isn't really into a lot of this mystical stuff she's into, it's interesting the diversity and content that she is exhibiting with all of her moon goddess workshops and presentations, as well as her fun stuff like the art of flirting, and I want to say it right, her workshops on polyamorous marriages, which is, I believe, the one that she's in as well. Laura Riskell, we missed. She was in and out of town just before Hippie John got here. The Reverend was out of town, and We did not cross paths this time, but I believe she's coming back to Philadelphia, so expect live guest from 2 years ago, Laura Riskell, to return in a couple of months and talk about her forthcoming book. I want to say it right. It's not in front of me. It's something like the top 10 sex myths that are screwing America. And let's see. She used to write for Alternet, but now they haven't published her in ages, so I'm just going to say that that is not a source to find her writings. If you are interested, I'll send you some, since a lot of them are still in my computer. And I am now sick of talking, so going to play another DOA song. This is about 1983. This is called Burn It Down. Lord, make this machine work. Burn It Down from the Right to Be Wild single by DOA. This Reverend Bookburn show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is DOA 25th anniversary special. The really good stuff that we couldn't play because of the CDs fucking up will be played on future shows. And, well, this is the longest foreplay ever on the show. It's about 4 months of, oh, did you fix that? About 4 months of songs leading up to this DOA special. But there's still more, and I want to play more stuff from the brand new War and Peace CD from SuddenDeath.com. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's the 25th anniversary special of DOA, and the next show on Radio Volta is going to start. However, he is having no better luck than I am at fixing these fucking CD players. It's off the track. That would explain why it is not working in the slightest. It looked like for about 5 seconds it was going to go all the way in. And then that came to a crashing end. So, what the fuck? All right, write to me, Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And let me know that you do not get the playlist so far, but that you want to. And I will send that to you. Next week is the third anniversary special, and we got great, great, great stuff for that already. And, of course, send me cartoons, because you know I love it. And 2 weeks, we will have the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. That's right. The one night of the year that gay erotica makes it to mainstream network television. And let's see. Depending on whether or not we have equipment overhauls and changes, if things continue on schedule, then the first Sunday of February will be the Reagan anti-tribute in time for his birthday. Oh, during the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, we're also going to have the anti-birthday tribute to corporate media ho Howard Squirm. And love night around Valentine's Day. Here's something from email. I forgot who sent this, but when Christian students at Texas A&M University donned pro-abstinence t-shirts bearing the legend, the top 10 reasons why... I'm not kidding. Their t-shirts bearing the legend, Top 10 Reasons Jesus is Better Than Beer. Steve Berry of Texas A&M's Agnostic and Atheist Student Group knew how to respond. So I don't know if he put this on a t-shirt or if he just wrote this everywhere. I'm pretty sure it was on t-shirts. The top 10 reasons why beer is better than Christianity. Number 10. No one will kill you for not drinking beer. I love it. He capitalizes all the B's in beer, like the capitalize he and him pronouns. Number 10, he's not listening. He's trying to fix all this shit. Number 10, no one will kill you for not drinking beer. Number 9, beer doesn't tell you how to have sex. 8, beer has never caused a major war. 7, they don't force beer on minors who can't think for themselves. 6, when you have beer, you don't knock on people's doors trying to give it away. 5, nobody's ever been burned at the stake, hanged, or tortured over their brand of beer. 4, you don't have to wait more than 2,000 years for a second beer. 3. There are laws saying that beer labels can't lie to you. Although, I don't know, with corporate deregulation under the Bush regime and corporate globalization, that could change. 2. You can prove you have a beer. And number 1, and if this stuff around here was working, we'd have a drum roll by now. All right, do a drum roll. That was pretty good. With your tongue, no less. He's good. The number 1 reason why beer is better than Christianity. If you've devoted your life to beer, there are groups to help you stop. But a vodka is better than beer. Okay. Well, you know what this next show is going to be like if it airs. All right. Next week, third anniversary show, we will pray, Lord, please make this Flintstone equipment work and make the third anniversary show possible. Thank you, Joey Shithead and DOA, for sending me the stuff, some of which I got to play tonight. And please check them out and buy stuff at suddendeath.com. And let's play with their let's finish by playing their title song from the 1985 release entitled Let's Wreck the Party. This is the final song by DOA, and it's called Let's Wreck the Party. Good night. Lord, make the turntable work for us. And let this new guy show work. Come on. Let's see, 33. Oh, you're so much smarter and high functioning than I am. Marlon.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.